Order. Good evening. I would like to call tonight's meeting, the City of Baker School Board, to order. If there is a member of the public who would like to make a public comment regarding a particular agenda item, we ask that you request a comment card from Ms. Dito. Ms. Dito, raise your hand. And submit your comment to her with the agenda item noted on the comment card. Please be mindful that we will allow 3 minutes for each comment in order to give everyone who would like to make a comment an opportunity to do so. And we ask that you be very respectful and mindful of those around you. Roll call. Mrs. Perkins. Mrs. Prophet?
Present.
Mrs. Joseph?
Here.
Ms. Butler?
Present.
And Mrs. Burgess? Present. We have a quorum, and we will proceed with tonight's agenda. I would like to ask Ms. Butler to do our silent meditation and Ms. Prophet to do the pledge.
May we all stand. Bow our heads, please. Amen.
Amen.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One
nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. We'd like to welcome our visitors. We're glad you're here. And please feel free to return to another City of Baker School Board meeting. The next agenda item is number 6, approval of agenda. Are there any public comments regarding the approval of the agenda? Are there any comments from any other school board regarding the agenda? Okay, hearing no comments from the public or any other school board member, may I get a motion for the approval of the agenda?
Second.
I've received a first and a second motion for the approval of the agenda. The board will now vote on the approval of the agenda. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Ms. Burgess, yes. The motion carries for the approval of the agenda. One second. Okay. Presentations. Next on the agenda, we have the following presentations. Recognition of Mr. Everett G. Parker for his recent retirement. Mr. Parker. Dr. Smothers, is Dr. Smothers here? You may proceed. And Mr. Parker, would you stand?
Mr. Everett G. Parker, it is an honor to celebrate the retirement of Mr. Parker. Mr. Parker, thank you. For over 35 years of service as an educator, a mentor, and a friend, your dedicated service and commitment to the City of Baker school system has been and is truly appreciated and celebrated. Mr. Everett Parker began his teaching career at Southern University, where he served as an instructor of music and as the university organist. He continued his career in education as a mathematics and music teacher in East Baton Rouge Parish, and later as a music teacher and supervisor in the City of Baker school system, honorably serving 19 years in our great district. He is a member and minister of music for Greater Mount Carmel Baptist Church, a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity, Incorporated, and he extends his talents and fine arts observations throughout Louisiana and the Baton Rouge area. Mr. Everett Parker is married to his beautiful wife, Dr. Barbara Thomas Parker, and they have four sons, two daughters in love, and nine grandchildren. His talents, gifts, and love for giving, his patience, and I experienced this personally, his patience and just his extending his grace to others has truly spoke for and speaks to his life as an educator, a mentor, and truly a friend. Congratulations, Mr. Parker.
And with that, we have a token of appreciation. Presented to Everett G. Parker in recognition of your 35 years of loyal and dedicated service to education. Congratulations, Mr. Parker. You want to stand?
Give him another round of applause.
Mr. Parker, I've known you for a very long time. I've known you for such a long time because we've sung together and you've accompanied me on the piano. You're just an amazing man. My husband and I talk about you all the time, just your patience and just a wonderful, kind spirit that God has blessed you with. So have an amazing trip on your retirement. And everybody, please give him another round of applause because he truly, truly deserves it. Thank you. Okay, the next item is a grant presentation by Ms. Antonio Kane, Baker Middle School principal.
Hello, everyone. Congratulations, Mr. Parker. On behalf of the students, faculty, and community of Baker Middle School, I extend our heartfelt gratitude for the generosity of Ms. Marie Flowers. She is associated with the Greater Baton Rouge Arts Council. And as you know, arts and education have several positive effects on students. Arts helps them to focus, improve academic achievement, reduce stress, and help improve socioeconomic skills. We do not take lightly how our school stands to benefit from your contribution. And I would like to present her with a token of appreciation for allowing our students to showcase their creativity. And you allow us now to have this experience with the City of Baker Schools. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you so much, Principal Kane. I'm just so honored, more so for the kids, to be able to experience visual arts in this at this pilot program. And it was sponsored by Neighbors Community Federal Credit Federal Union. And it's just a seed, and hopefully it will grow. And we at Arts Council of Greater Baton Rouge and myself as the Education Programs Manager, we look forward to supplying you, resourcing you, and helping you to grow the arts program in your district. So thank you.
Thank you.
And our students' work is displayed, if, you know, for y'all to see as you leave.
Well done. Thank you very much. Is Ms. Betty Milano from Neighbors Bank? She's not here. Okay. All righty. Do we have any comments from the board about these recognitions and presentations? Okay, if not, we will go to agenda item number 8, which is consideration and approval of the minutes for the school board meeting of February 7th, 2023. Are there any public comments regarding the minutes? Okay, if there are no further comments from any other board member or the public, I would like to get a motion for the consideration and approval of minutes for the school board meeting February 7th, 2023.
Consideration and approval of the minutes from school board meeting of February 7th, 2023.
Okay, we have a motion. May I get a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Mrs. Prophet and a second by Ms. Butler for the approval and consideration of school board meetings February 7th. We will now call for the vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries. The next agenda item is receive the superintendent's report on personnel, but we're going to delay that until the next meeting. The next agenda item is to receive a report for the School Transportation Policy Committee that met some time ago. As you know, the city of Baker has been in the news as it relates to our school bus situation, but I think now we have some solutions, and Mr. Stroder is going to talk about that.
Madam President, Madam Vice President, members of the board, thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to say something about Mr. Parker before I talk about transportation. I was coming in from a campus the other day, and I pulled into the parking lot, and I saw somebody walking out to their car wearing a mask, and I thought, you know, I think that looks like Mr. Parker. And so when I got out of my car, I could see through his mask there was a big smile on his face. And so I went over and I gave him a big hug. And I've kind of been trying to fill the shoes of Mr. Parker since he retired. I don't know that I've done it justice, but it was really big shoes to fill. And I must say, as an educator with 25 years experience, I don't think I've ever met a gentler, kinder man than Mr. Parker. So, good luck in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Transportation Committee met on February 24th, and really it was to just kind of take a look at what are our policies, what are our procedures for transportation, what do we have written down, what do we not have written down. And we came away from that meeting with several items, one of which we wanted to come up with a bus driver handbook just to kind of help guide the drivers throughout the year. So we've been working on a handbook. We sent it to the attorney. The attorneys looked at the handbook. So over the next few weeks, we're going to be meeting more, and we'll probably sit down with Ms. Johnson and just try to really fine-tune that handbook before next school year starts. The other thing that we're going to do is there is a tracking system that we piloted on one of our buses last summer. And what it does is it allows the parents to actually follow the bus on the map on an app on their phone. And so we're hoping over spring break that we're going to add trackers to all of our buses so that parents can kind of follow where the bus is, and it'll notify them, you know, the bus is 15 minutes away, the bus is 5 minutes away. You know, that way if we have a substitute driver driving a route, then if they're running a little late, the parents will have an idea of where the bus is. So we're hoping that reduces the number of students that miss the bus due to maybe a substitute driver driving the route. In addition to that, we're also looking at putting cameras on the buses just to kind of help monitor what's happening. So we're going to get a quote for two cameras, a forward-facing camera and an inside-the-cab camera, just to kind of help monitor what's occurring on buses. So still a few more things to come out of transportation, but that's kind of where we are currently.
Any questions from the board?
And by the way, I'm only acting supervisor of student support services, I think, until the 17th, so okay. I have a few more days.
All righty. Well, thank you, Mr. Stroder.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is agenda item number 11 for consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending January 31st, 2023.
Good evening, Madam President, Madam Vice President, members of the board, and everyone in this assembly. In your packet, you have the financial report for period ending January 31st, 2023. But before I move on to that financial report, I'm going to go back to old business, which was a series of questions that was proposed by Board Member Linda Perkins of District 1. In our last meeting, she presented some questions, and I have the responses to those questions that you will find in your packet. The questions were for questions for federal funds. Number one, it said, can you please provide me a copy of the total budgets for each, the funding with allocations for each school in the Baker school system for Title I and Title II? And then for number two, it was, what is the amount of indirect costs that the district received from each of these grants? Number three, did the district receive comprehensive literacy state development CLSD funds? If so, what is the allocation amount and how is it being spent to support literacy? Did the district, number four, did the district receive elementary and secondary school emergency relief funds, ESSER I and ESSER II funding? If so, how much and what is the balance of each account? How were these funds expended? Has all the ESSER I dollars been spent? Number five, what is the budget for McKinney-Vento homeless funds? Copies of the budget. How are we using these funds to support our homeless students in the Baker school system? Okay, in the next page of the packet, you will find those responses. Number one, the Title I, I attached as item 1A and item 1B were the budgets for Title I and Title II. Please provide how these funds were expended. You will find in those budgets a copy of the line items of those budgets, and which explains how each of those funds are expended. For Title I, we had an allocation of $900,354. Title II, we had an original allocation of $73,661. We have an amended budget allocation for each of those funds. For Title I, the amended allocation is $1,488,964, which was a difference of $598,610, which was an increase. There was an amended amount for Title II for $86,635, which was an allocation increase of $12,974. For Title I, total expenditures as of February 28, 2023, is $827,648.96. Total balance as of February 28, 2023, is $671,315.04. Funds were expended in categories as follows. Salaries, $217,203.10. Benefits, $77,249.07. Professional services, $20,246. Copier rentals, $33,551.50. Technology, online subscriptions, and et cetera, $120,437.36. Travel, $7,351.55. Material and supplies, $119,252.84. Technology supplies, computers, et cetera, $218,669.54. Indirect costs, $12,688, which gave a total of expenditures year to date $827,648.96. Title II, total expenditures as of February 28, 2023, $57,673.71. Total balance as of February 28, 2023, $28,961.29. Funds were expended in categories as follows. Salaries, $36,482.26. Benefits, $15,072.24. Professional services, $5,600. Travel, $132.20. Material and supplies, $377.01. Total expenditures year to date, $57,673.71. Number two, what's the amount of indirect costs received from each of these grants? Total indirect costs received year to date is $105,155. Okay, for response number three, did the district receive comprehensive literacy grants? There were four comprehensive literacy grants. There's CLSD B-5 for $75,500. Comprehensive literacy CLSD K through 5, $18,870. CLSD 6 through 8, $18,870. CLSD 9 through 12, $181,760, which give a total of CLSD allocations of $295,000. Okay, for ESSER, we have nine categories of ESSER funds. We have ESSER 1, which was Strong Start. That went through, that grant started May 1 of 2020 and ended 9/30 of 2022. In the amount of $1,093,554. Expended year to date, $1,093,554, which notes that we expended all of the funds from that grant. ESSER II formula, the other ESSER grants, ESSER II formula, ESSER III incentive, ESSER III formula, ESSER 3 EB interventions, ESSER 3 incentive, and then there's a homeless ARP, an IDEA 611 ARP, and an IDEA 618 ARP. All of those grants are from January 5th, 2021, and ends September 30, 2024. ESSER II formula, $3,484,120, expended $2,617,819, balance $876,300. ESSER II incentive, $97,978, expended zero, balance $97,978. ESSER III formula, $6,287,061, expended $1,939,978.92, balance $4,347,082.08. And I also attach a copy of the budget for all these grants. If you look at the budget, you will see in ESSER III formula, that's where we have most of our capital improvement expenditures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so ESSER III EB interventions, $1,569,312, expended $485,922.28, balance $1,083,389.72. ESSER III incentive, $140,009, expended zero, balance the same. Homeless ARP, $37,965, expended $5,797.53, balance $32,167.47. IDEA, $611,103,108, expended $4,483. Balance $58,624.15, IDA 618 ARP, $5,186, expended zero. So altogether, we have an allocation of ESSER funds of $12,788.93, expended year to date $6,147,555.71, and balance $6,640,537. Now, when you would look at this, you would think it's a high balance. Well, this grant goes through September 2024, so we still have a whole nother year to expend these funds. So a lot of it is our capital improvement. We have capital improvement for the high school, capital improvement for Baker Heights, Park Ridge, which we have done some work and improvements at Baker for Park Ridge and some for Baker Heights. So if you would look through the detailed part of the grant, you would see those items. Also, at the retreat, Ms. Bailey gave you all a PowerPoint, which also lays out what those federal funds are expended for, especially the ESSER funds. And it looks like this, and you will have that in your packet as well.
So
it has the expenditures of each of those grants broken down into that PowerPoint. And if you have any questions, I think she also included her contact information where you can give her a call or you can give me a call if you have any further questions in regards to the ESSER funds. Okay, any further questions in regards to the old business, which are the federal programs? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, and it's a detail, a lot of detailed information. So, and also you can go to the State Department's website and pull down these grants as well. Okay, so I'm going to move to the financial report for period ending January 31st, 2023. Now, what I want to say about this report, the report that I just gave you is as of most current, which was February.
Okay.
This, your financial report goes through January, which is in alignment with what I have to give to you for the budget for policy. Okay, so year to date, as of January 31st, 2023, looking at your general fund, total revenues $7,615,292.67. Total instructional expenditures $2,601,485.82. Total support services $3,281,225.03, which we have debt service of $289,103.48, which gives a total expenditures of $6,171,814.33, leaving an excess of $1,443,478.34. Page two, your capital projects, which is your Baker High School restoration. You see the revenue, which is we drawn down $4,172,371 of the bond. So total revenues, $4,172,371.79. We have the reserve funds that was reserved that the board approved to transfer from general fund of $3,901,176. So the total revenues for that project, the Baker High School Restoration Project, is $8,073,547.79 year to date. Total expenditures, $4,641,388, leaves an excess of $3,432,159.79. Okay, page three is your special revenue funds, and this lists all of the grants that we have. You have Carl Perkins Food Service, your CLSD, your ESSER, Title I, Title II, 8G, IDEA. Total expenditures year to date, $2,625,47.80. Total revenues year to date, $1,972,161.95. We have receivables as of March the 6th, 2023, $587,832.02, leaving a deficiency of $65,053.83. And those are revenues that we have to do requests for. Also, what we added here is a list of total of encumbrances. Encumbrances is like purchase orders that we've processed that has not been delivered or earned, or we have not paid the invoices on. So if you look and say, well, they haven't spent some of the money from these grants, this shows the encumbrances that we have obligated to spend towards those grants. Okay, that concludes my financial report for period ending January 31st, 2023. Are there any questions?
Thank you. You've done a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any public comments regarding agenda item number 11? Are there any comments from any other board member? Okay, hearing no comments from the public or any other board member, may I get a motion for the consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending January 31st, 2023. May I get a motion? May I get a second?
Second.
It's been moved by Mrs. Joseph and seconded by Mrs. Prophet. Call for the vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess, yes. The motion carries for the consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending January 31, 2023. The next agenda item is number 12 for consideration and approval to advertise the following item for bid. Ms. Sibley?
Good evening, everyone. The district requests to advertise for the following items for bid: milk and milk products, canned and dry food, frozen and refrigerated food, food service supplies, and janitorial paper and supplies for the upcoming school year.
Okay. Any questions? All right. Thank you. Oh, okay. Mrs. Perkins?
As far as the funds, how much funds
I do not, because, you know, a bid is kind of sort of like a quote. You know, the estimated prices are done as the bids come in when the bid is over. Okay. So I do not know. Well, as we know, things have increased. Foods have increased. And so I'm pretty sure, again, I don't know what the actual cost will be, but I'm pretty sure they will probably be increased due to the supply chain issues and that type of thing. For each particular? No, ma'am. Not at the moment, no ma'am. The bids aren't gone out yet. This is just a request to approve for them to go out. I don't have it right now. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Not now, but
I'll get it for the next board meeting. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Okay, members, I'm going to need you to speak into your mics for the record when you give motions and when you ask questions. May I get a motion for consideration and approval to advertise the following items for bid: milk and milk products, canned and dry food, frozen and refrigerated food, food service supplies, and janitorial paper and supplies. May I get a motion?
A motion for the consideration and approval for the advertised following items for bid: milk and milk products, canned and dry food, frozen and refrigerated food, food service supplies, and janitorial paper supplies.
I got a second.
Second.
Okay. The board will now vote via roll call on agenda item 12. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the consideration and approval to advertise the following items for bid: milk and milk products, canned and dried foods, frozen and refrigerated foods, food service supplies, janitorial paper and supplies. Next item on the agenda is number 13, for the consideration and approval of contract with Dr. Roslyn Hudson to provide educational services to students in the City of Baker school system effective July 5th, 2023 through May 31st, 2024. And I think Ms. Tammy Hill is up for that.
Good afternoon to our board president, vice president, board members, and the audience. This contract is for Dr. Hudson. She is our current educational diagnostician, and we would like to continue her contract. We will be doing work starting this summer, making sure that all of our IEPs and evaluations are in place for the fall semester.
I'm sorry. I was asking everyone to turn their mics on. Are you completed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is Mrs. Hudson here? Dr. Hudson,
yes,
is she
ma'am.
Here?
She's here.
Okay, would you stand? I just want everyone to see her. Thank you very much for your services. Okay. Are there any public comments regarding agenda item number 13? Any public comments from board members?
Already have her as
Mrs. Hill. Is this a continued service? Any other questions? Okay. Hearing no other questions or comments from board members or the public, may I get a motion for the consideration and approval of contract with Dr. Rosalind Hudson to provide educational diagnostician services to students in the City of Baker School System effective July 5th, 2023 through May 31st, 2024.
Ms. Tammy Hill, to consent.
Dr. Rosalind Hudson.
Oh, Dr. Rosalind Hudson, I'm sorry.
You're ahead of yourself.
Tammy Hill is the one that did the presentation.
Right.
To continue her services with the Baker School Board.
May I get a second?
Second.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll call for the vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the approval of the contract with Dr. Rosalind Hudson to provide educational services to the students in the City of Baker School System effective July 5th, 2023 through May 31st, 2024. Okay, consideration. The next agenda item is for consideration and approval to renew flood insurance with Wright Flood Insurance. Mrs. Sydney Stewart.
Okay, in your packet, you have a list of the flood insurance policies for the 2023, well, part of 2023 was left in part of 2024 school year. The expiring policies total $92,538, and the renewals is $104,408, which was an increase of $11,870. When the brokers went out to request quotes for flood insurances, only Wright Insurance quoted. So they're not really underwriting any flood policies in our area and that we can afford. So this was the most competitive, was to go with the renewal for $104,408, and I ask that you approve the renewals at this time.
Are there any public comment? Any questions from the board?
I would like to know.
Do you have a response to that, Ms. Sydney? I know this is a renewal.
I can ask, you know, in the future for Gallagher to come and represent the brokerage fund for the insurance policies. So next time we have a renewal, I ask them to come and speak towards that. Okay. You're welcome.
Any other comments? Okay, hearing no other comments from the public or school board members, may I get a motion for the consideration and approval to renew flood insurance with Wright Flood Insurance?
I motion the consideration and approval to renew flood insurance with Wright Flood Insurance.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Prophet and a second by Ms. Butler. We will now call for the vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Joyce, Mrs. Burgess. The motion carries. Mrs. Burgess, yes. The motion carries for the consideration and approval to renew flood insurance with Wright Flood Insurance. Consideration for the next agenda item, rather, is number 15, for consideration and approval of 2022 Pupil Progression Plan Addendum. That is, once again, Dr. Lisa Smothers.
All right. Good evening again. So we've approved, of course, our 2022-23 Pupil Progression Plan some time ago. This is just an add to. And what we're wanting to do, of course, is definitely get in compliance with the state as it relates to literacy and their requirements for the literacy programs. So this addendum is really to support move forward with a summer literacy program for our grade 3 and grade 4 students. And our obligation would be to provide a minimum of 30 hours of literacy instruction to our students for those that are falling below grade level at the end of the year, by the end of the year screener. So any students identified by the end of the year as scoring below grade level per the literacy screener, then those students will attend a summer program relative to 30 hours of literacy instruction. That way we're moving those students to be on level by grade 3 and or supporting them in grade 4 through the summer of 2023.
Very good. Dr. Smothers, how successful have those programs been? And it's been for maybe more, but I can remember a couple of years. So how successful have they been?
So our program, and Mrs. Bailey can speak to this, but I can share some too, definitely, but has been STEMsational. And STEMsational has really been a great program for our students. In fact, you know, we get interest from other areas, you know, for, you know, just seeing how that program is growing. So it has been quite beneficial for our students. They have been able to explore in the STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math activities. But all while this is going on, we also have an academic component in which students who are who may have been on a borderline of passing a third grade or any, you know, elementary grade, they come in to get that instructional support needed in order to consider them for promotion into the next grade. So we do a lot of both academic and enrichment for students, and it's been quite successful.
I definitely can agree with that.
And we also support, last summer we supported 175 students. So our programs are growing, and we intend to add this division of literacy instruction to that program.
I appreciate that. For the last couple of years that we've offered that to our students this in the summertime, mm-hmm. I've had the pleasure of attending those end of the summer events. And I must say, not only are you academically equipping the children, but I also see some creative ability mm-hmm. in the children that's yes. going on. It's like they're finding their niche. Mm-hmm. They're finding their talent, you know, what they're good at.
Yes.
So continue doing good work.
Right.
And like Martin Lawrence says, we're doing this for the kids.
We're doing it for the kids.
It's all for the kids.
Yes. Thank you, Mrs. Bates.
I have a question.
Oh, yes.
Is that just for the elementary kids? Do y'all have anything for the seniors?
It's pre-K all the way up to
12th grade.
We have a separate pre-K STEMsational last year. Mm-hmm. It was for 2 weeks right before school started to get the pre-K students acclimated to their teachers mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. testing. They wouldn't have to worry about all that testing at the beginning of the school year. Mm-hmm. But everything else is K to 12 and is housed at Park Ridge, but K to 8 and 9 to 12 is at Baker Heights.
Mm-hmm.
And you should see billboards up soon about
good. That. Okay. Very good.
All right, Mrs. Fair.
Yes. We had it out at family night the other day, and we got some parents actually sign up while they were there, and Mr. Jones. Website
and have
a scan code where you can scan with your phone. And how many students do you accept third grade level? We accept
all kids.
All 1,000. There is no closure on the campus. But they have to be City of Baker School system.
Students,
that's
yes.
Yes.
And it's a very good mm-hmm. program, too. Go tell your friends. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All righty. Any other comments, board members? Okay. Hearing no comments from the public or other school board members, may I get a motion for the consideration and approval of 2022 through 2023 pupil progression addendum?
On the consideration and approval mm-hmm. of the pupil progression plan for 2023 addendum.
Thank you. May I get a second?
Second.
Very good. We have a motion by Mrs. Joseph and a second by Ms. Butler. We will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess, yes. The motion carries for the consideration and approval of 2022-2023 Pupil Progression Plan Addendum. The next item is number 16 for the acknowledgement and acceptance of the superintendent's retirement. Are there any comments regarding item number 16? I do have a comment card by Ms. Rita Wright. You may take the podium.
First of all, I didn't know Dr. Perry was old enough to retire. But I just want to say, give her thanks. I know she's not here, but I'm sure someone will tell her. Thank her for all that she's done. I've known her for many years within the school district and her vision and her purpose for the students, educating the students, never change. She came in when we were on a five-year decline, constantly down for 5 years. In a COVID period, able to start progression, we had some gain and looked like we're a target for more gains this year. And under those conditions, I think that is super amazing. And since we just came out of Black History Month and into Women's Month, I just want to say that she is, we have a Baker High alumni and the first woman superintendent. And this is probably, is this the 11th or 12th superintendent we've had? Anybody remember? I think it's somewhere up around 10 or 11 that we've had for the district. And for her to be the first African-American woman, I think that is awesome. Thank you.
Amen.
It is.
Yes, it is. Any comments from board members?
I am a 43-year educator, and I think I know a little bit about educating students. When I came on the board, I was told that I wanted Dr. Perry to remain in the seat. And I did all of the research I could to find out about the system as a whole. And I went in, I read, I searched, I researched, I talked to the constituents in the neighborhood, and I concur that she has done a tremendous job, I think. But I wouldn't care if Joe Blow was in the seat. I would hold them accountable, and I told her that. It doesn't matter who's in the seat. We are about educating children. When you find someone that do things to hurt kids, then you're under my radar. So I concur with you, Ms. Wright, that she's done a good job. And we are looking forward to moving forward. And we want the scores to continue. I received a text message today that our numbers are up student-wise. So all of those are positive things that's happening in Baker. We are so focused on, in my opinion, on the negative things. We should be promoting ourselves and our children and the community and the things that's positive that's going on here. So when people bring me negativeness, I talk about the positive things that's going on, and I just hope and pray that all of us do the same thing. But she has done a good job. I didn't know until I got an email that she was retiring. So those are my comments.
Thank you very much. Any other comments? Hearing no other comments from the public or other school board members, may I get a motion for the acknowledgement and acceptance of superintendent's retirement?
I motion and acknowledge and acceptance of the superintendent retirement.
Second.
I've received a first and a second motion for the acknowledgement and acceptance of the superintendent's retirement. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
I abstain.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess, yes. Thank you, ladies. Consideration and approval, item number 17, of administrative leave for superintendent. Are there any public comments regarding agenda item number 17? Any board member?
What is this exactly?
I'm sorry?
What is this exactly?
Why is this on the agenda?
The consideration and approval.
The consideration?
Mm-hmm. Because this is a consideration and approval for administrative leave for the superintendent.
Okay.
Yes. Any other comments? Hearing no other comments from the public or other school board members, may I get a motion for the consideration and approval of administrative leave for superintendent?
I motion a consideration and approval of the leave of the superintendent.
May I get a second?
Second.
I've received a first and a second motion for the consideration and approval of administrative leave for superintendent. Mrs. Perkins.
I abstain.
Mrs. Proffitt.
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph. Ms. Butler.
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess. Yes. The motion carries for the approval of administrative leave for superintendent. The next item on the agenda is an appointment of acting superintendent for the City of Baker School System. Are there any public comments regarding this agenda item? Are there any board member comments regarding this agenda item? Excuse me? A lot of comment, Carl.
You might have to bring it to him. You good, Mr. McCaskill? You good?
No, thank you.
Okay, okay.
Yes, sir, we do. We will.
Can you reveal it to me, please?
Probably at the next meeting. Correct? At the next meeting. Yes, sir.
So, are we going to put it out for bid? I mean, yes, it
is. Search?
Search?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
We have to.
And you know the timing, you know, will I get, can I?
Absolutely. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. We're good? Good to go? Okay.
Appointment.
Are there any other comments for acting superintendent, Mr. Stroder?
Excuse me.
Call for the...
So who's
Mr. Stroder.
Would be the acting superintendent.
Acting superintendent.
Okay. Do we have a pay scale for this? Because we are voting
next meeting.
We're voting on something, and we don't have any information. This is the first time I've heard this.
It would be at the next meeting, and we may call a special meeting in between, but it will not be something that you're unaware of.
But something that what?
That you're unaware of.
We won't be unaware of. Okay.
It would not be. We're just making this vote today.
I understand somebody has to be in the seat,
mm-hmm.
but you're asking us to vote on something, and we have no information on it.
Well, at this point...
That's not legal.
At this point, when I call for the vote, that will speak for you. So I'm getting ready to...
That's talking about public funds.
What I am saying is that the next meeting that we have, and we may call a special meeting before that to reveal, to show all of that information that you're going to need. But right now, we need someone in this seat.
So, okay, so you just called Mr. Schroeder. So he would act until the next meeting. I mean, if she's asking his pay scale now, he's going to continue his salary until
Mr.
the next
Brandon,
meeting
would
or
you
however
speak,
we decide
would you speak to, that,
to
please?
Start our superintendent search.
Superintendent because she's out on that. Mm-hmm. So we need somebody to sign this in the interim. In terms of if this what you designate Mr. Schroeder and you appoint him, it's still on him to accept that
right.
position and that appointment. If he so chooses at said point between today and the next meeting, we will work out an interim contract for Mr. Schroeder, which is no different than what we did with Dr. Perry, Dr. Domain, and any other predecessor that served as an interim in this school system. The duration of the interim school system superintendent will be predicated on the search that you guys will have on the next agenda. So on the next agenda will be the information to discuss the search. Are we going to use a consultant? Are we not going to use a consultant? Those decisions will then be made at that meeting, which will then set out the timeline and the information that this gentleman has just asked for. So right now, without anybody sitting there, there is a possibility that you could be delayed in payments on loan to school or for this building. You could be delayed in getting payroll processed without having just in person to sign these documents, which actually dovetails into item 19
and 20.
My understanding that Mr. Schroeder, he do have his have superintendent license already, correct?
Certification.
Okay. Just check. Okay. I know, but this is just temporary until the next board meeting. I understand all that.
He was hired by Perry, so he must.
Okay.
Any other comments? Thank you, Mr. Brandon. May I get a motion for appointment of acting superintendent for the City of Baker School System?
I motion appointment of acting superintendent for the Baker School System, Mr. Schroeder.
May I get a second?
A second.
I've received a first and a second motion for the appointment of acting superintendent, Mr. Schroeder, for the City of Baker School System. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Before I abstain, I would just like to make a statement that I did not know Dr. Perry when I came on board, and I don't know Mr. Schroeder, and I abstain.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Abstain.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Ms. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for acting superintendent for the City of Baker School System. The next agenda item, if I'm correct, Mr. Brandon, it doesn't require action. Or does it require action? 19 and 20, okay.
Yes, there are resolutions that I believe Ms. Stewart has prepared. Specific information about them, she can talk to them.
Okay.
There were resolutions that carried forward the authorization to sign potential documents to keep forward with one project with the school, the Baker Hospital rebuild, as well as the restoration project. And then item 20, and I'll discover it now, is specific CDBG. Designated resolution separate and apart, even though it's a part of the Baker High School restoration rebuild. So
okay.
CDBG 101 that just identified it by itself, not necessarily a combination resolution with FEMA.
Okay. Should they be read? The resolutions?
Just the
The portion. Okay. Resolution 1 is authorizing the acting superintendent to sign any and all agreements, invoices, checks, and related documents for the daily operations of the City of Baker School Board and all documents in agreement related to the FEMA and GOSEF, the City of Baker School Board Restoration Project, and as authorized signatory on all City of Baker School Board bank accounts, investment accounts, and or bond debt service accounts. I would like to get a motion for acceptance of agenda item 19, resolution 1.
I motion in the consideration of resolution 1. And I motion consideration and approval resolution 2.
Very good. May I get a second?
Second.
Okay. Hearing no other comments, resolution 1, resolution 2, I'll call for the vote.
Madam,
not a vote?
You'll need to read 20.
Okay.
Okay. Consideration and approval of resolution 2, authorizing the acting superintendent to sign it. And in all documents, agreements including but not limited to the documents related to the community development block granted CDBG.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I can call for the vote now?
Yes,
ma'am. All righty, call for the vote. Mrs. Perkins?
I abstain.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
No.
Mrs. Burgess, yes. Okay. The announcements are search for a new superintendent. At this point, that's where we are. In the next meeting, we may call a special meeting, but in the next meeting for sure, once this special meeting is called for a search for a new superintendent, we will consider some consulting firms that may reach out to us as well as speak with Mr. Schroeder as it relates to the salary and all of that. Anything else I'm missing? Okay.
I have a comment. I took the liberty of looking up our duties as board members because I've been visiting schools and there are some alarming statements being made. And as board members, I want all of us to be on the same page doing what we are supposed to do. And there are 8 duties of board members listed in our policy. I want to highlight 3. To familiarize himself or herself with school law regarding the Louisiana Department of Education, school board policies and administrative regulations and procedures, that's 1. And to work harmoniously, peaceful, in a balanced way with other board members without trying to either dominate the board or neglect his or her share of the work. And 3, to refer complaints to the proper school authorities and to abstain from individual counsel and actions. And I read that because I went to one school and someone said that a board member came and was using profanity and saying things that should happen or should be happening, and I just want us to refrain from that. That's not a good look. And I also want to say that I'm not against Dr. Schroeder or anybody else being in the seat of superintendent. I want the best person possible to lead our district. But someone was left in charge, if I read properly, in the absence of Dr. Perry. So I want everybody considered, and I just want it fair. And another thing, the last thing I want to say is this. When a board member send in items to go on the agenda, they should go on the agenda. I sent 2 items to be on this agenda, and they're not there. And if I'm going to be a part of this board, I want to be respected as that. And if I send an item in, either let me know it's the agenda is too long or something. Don't just dismiss me. I sent something in, and I wanted it on the agenda, and it didn't happen. We had a community forum, and I think it went very well. We had some positive comments. The community came out. They voiced their concerns. And at any board meeting, we should allow the constituents to voice their concerns. They're our boss. That's who put us here. And at any time, we can be voted out. All I can say is this. When Ms. Burgess ended up president, my name was selected as president. And I went to her and I told her, she's sitting there. I said, everything that the democratic process has spoken, you're the president. And everything I can do within my power, I'm going to work with you as a board member. Did I not?
Yes.
So I want all of us equal.
Absolutely.
Let's work together. That's the only way this school system is going to move forward. Our children need us. They're getting ready for testing. And all of this dissension and all of that needs to go. So let's work together and move the Baker school system forward.
And I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that because that's the only way we're all going to succeed. And we want to be the best board members for you that we can be. We will definitely have community forums moving forward in the future, simply because the community, you're stakeholders, and we want to hear what you have to say. So thank you.
I have one question, please, and this is to the attorney, because all of us are new. This on the last meeting that they did invite the community to, and if one of us decide to give a community meeting, I need the right understanding on that, because we're not supposed to meet as a quorum of three people. And with that meeting, it wasn't given by the school board, but we still was a quorum, okay? So if I decide, or Ms. Perkins or anyone else decide, we should put our names on the paper,
flyer,
or on the flyer paper, to say, well, our team, I'm giving a community meeting. How do that go? So I can have an understanding.
Specifically, if three of you guys call something, then you have to follow the rules to call a special meeting. That's dictated in the policy. Short of that, if any individual member of the school board wants to hold their own individual community forum to gain ideas and information, they can hold a meeting and they can invite you. If other members of the school board do appear and they are present, it doesn't necessarily constitute a quorum for purposes of a meeting. A legal meeting is one where it is called by the school board, the agenda, a notice of agenda is published 24 hours in advance, such that the meeting can have fair access to the public. And have fair notice of what is to be discussed. There are instances where the five of you guys, the three of you guys, or four of you guys may be together, such as most recently in Lake Charles. If all four or five of you guys attended the Regional School Board Association annual meeting, all of you guys were there, but did not constitute a public meeting of this body. So moving forward, if you choose to do one, I would suggest that it's done singularly by a board member or two board members, but no more than two. If two of you guys want to go out and do something, if you bring three into the equation, if you don't want to call something, then you
this
have
will
to
be a meeting.
Special meeting rules or special call meetings to ensure that they're compliant. But nothing prevents you individually from holding your own.
Thank you.
Any other comments? May I get a motion for adjournment of the meeting?
I motion for adjournment of the meeting.
Second.
The board will vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries. You all, well, we're adjourned, and thank you all for attending.